Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Jackson calling in tonight from Greenville, Tennessee. The countdown has begun. We've got a big marker out here outside all lit up. Everybody's counting the countdown for when people are coming to Greenville, Tennessee, the reunion on the mountain coming from all over the USA. Did you hear those lines tonight, Brian Ellsworth? Did you hear the fire going on? People checking in from all 50 states, from all over North America, breaking records, as literally we will not be able to contain this call on these lines anymore. We're going to have to eventually go to bigger lines and more calls during the week. Why? Because people are looking for hope. People are looking for opportunity. People are looking for freedom. People are looking for a new future, a better vision, and we have that here at Volare. Did you watch the Super Bowl last night? Did you see the ad that came on? $4.5 million for 60 seconds of advertising. What did that make you feel like those companies were? They were probably pretty strong, probably pretty well grounded. Hey, I'm here tonight to tell you about a company that is strong, a company that is well-grounded, a company that has the Four Corners philosophy that allows us to grow through bad times in the economy, to grow through good times in the economy, and to bring people a life that is unusual, a life that is a path less traveled, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? To have a great company, you've got to have a great people, and you got to have great culture, and you got to have a great philosophy. And I am proud to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, tonight to a great company with a great culture, a culture rich in giving back and touching people's lives and making a difference. I mean, when's the last time you heard of a company where literally people's very lives were altered for the better because they became involved? Ladies and gentlemen, that's Volare, a company that literally in the word Latin means to fly, to take off, to bloom, to launch yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a company that is rich in a culture of caring and a culture of sharing. And we learned a long time ago that you keep what you give away and you lose what you try to hang on to. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a group of people that have strong leadership that can guide a company through the unsure waters of the economy of the United States and the world today. It's led by a legendary businessman by the name of Mr. Joe Urso. He has sat on the very board of directors of the multi-billion dollar direct selling association. He has that Midas touch, Doug Jackson, that you talk about all the time, where he touches a company and puts his philosophy and his culture into it, and it grows and expands and touches people's lives. We have great leadership, and if you come to Greenville this coming weekend, you're going to meet our president, Mr. Bill Coyle. You're going to meet our executives like the great Dr. Troy Sanford. I call him the number one best scientific leadership VP in the entire industry. Ladies and gentlemen, you can have great people, but you also have to have great product. We call Volare a real business for real people. Real businesses have real products, things that touch people's lives. If you drop one of our appliances on your toe, it'll hurt. We have real products, and they have real value, and they're evidence-based products. They're peer-reviewed with published studies. We don't make our products around science fiction, Doug. We make it around science-based technologies, real science that changes people's lives. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I want you to ask the person that invited you. We have guests on the call tonight from all over America, all over North America, and some places around the world too. I want you to ask the person that invited you tonight to this call how you could become an authorized field tester, how you could try out this fresh air technology that is NASA endorsed. This, ladies and gentlemen, is not just like a commercial from NASA. This is the world's only certified space NASA technology. What's that mean? It means that it was designed and developed first for for the space station with this radiant catalytic ionization technology, and our company is the only company on the planet that has earned that certified space technology. You'll find medals from the United States government when our product went into the Pentagon after 9/11. You're going to find letters from the Red Cross saying what this meant during the California forest fires. You'll see a letter from the folks over at the Liberty Bell talking about how in order to go in to see the Liberty Bell, you got to go through a room that has been purified with this technology. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about something very special, something that changes the absolute environment that you live in. Ladies and gentlemen, hold your breath for the next 3-4 minutes. Tell me, is fresh air important? Of course it's important. You've got to have clean air, ladies and gentlemen. Ask the person who invited you to learn about this living water. Say, could I taste that living water? Could you give me a sip, a drink of that living water that I've been hearing about? Why is it that Major League Baseball has it in their locker rooms, has it in their training rooms, has it on the field? I went down to watch the Texas Rangers with Dr. Sanford, and we saw the big board with the living water machines as the baseball players hydrated themselves, not with Gatorade, not with Red Bull. They hydrated themselves with living water, the best water on the planet that you could possibly put into your body in the 16 trillion cells that need hydration. Ask the person that invited you to call tonight, tell me about this suds-free revolution. Is it possible that you could just throw your laundry into a laundry machine and turn it on with this unbelievable device from Volara and wash your clothes without detergent, without hot water, without fabric softener? Ladies and gentlemen, the more you look, the more you kick the tires, the more you slam the door, the more you learn about this company and its products, the more you will be blown away. The lady we are going to talk about tonight, Amy, I just want her to know you made a great decision. You made an awesome decision to come and join this company. Your future is going to be exploding with success. Find out, ladies and gentlemen, about the nutraceutical side of this company, how you can get up to 300% more digestion of protein from the food you eat, whether it's a big salad or a Big Mac, how you can get 300% more nutrition from that meal by taking the Essentials for Life. Then, ladies and gentlemen, find out why Warren Buffett said the number one mistake that families make is not having a second income stream. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't want you just to have a great income stream. We don't want you just to have a second one. We want it to be explosive. See, ladies and gentlemen, it was years ago that I was driving a city bus up in St. Paul, Minnesota. And you know what? Somebody walked into my home and told me there was a way to do what Warren Buffett said, to protect my family from the potential downturn from a JOB or from a recession in this economy, and I began my small business on grocery money. You see, you don't need $1 million franchise fee with this company. You can start on a shoestring with a lot of energy and a lot of movement and a lot of vision. We don't need money. We don't need to have all those kinds of special educations. We need to have a vision, and we can provide that vision and that support, ladies and gentlemen. But my little business grew first to a part-time income stream and then eight months, making five times what I was taking home as a city bus driver. I had to go to the bus garage and say, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I had to tell my boss it was getting way too expensive for me to go to work. How about that? How would you like it, ladies and gentlemen, 1 year from now to be able to, get up in the morning and instead of getting the kids dressed half asleep, instead of feeding them half asleep and driving them with you half asleep off to a daycare somewhere, what if life was like this? You get up in the morning when you're done sleeping. How about that for a change? And you take the kids when they're done sleeping and you have a nice brunch with them and you enjoy the benefits of having a Volara business. You have a couple of appointments today, but you know what? You've got a nanny now. You've got a house cleaner. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say it right here and right now. Every lady should have somebody to iron the clothes. Every lady should have somebody to help keep the house. Ladies and gentlemen, this company can allow you the lifestyle to do that. And so the kids get to enjoy mom. The kids get to enjoy dad instead of having that stress of running from place to place. That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen, in Ballara. And right now I'm going to ask a lady that I admire, a lady that I look up to, a lady that is a dynamo. She's only 29 years old, but she is a seasoned network professional. And her name is Amy Martin. Amy, are you standing by?
Yes, I am. Thank you for the kind words, Uncle Mike.
Now, did I get you a little nervous with my hyper-excited personality? I hope not, because I know
not at
that,
all.
All right. Well, Amy, I got some questions for you tonight. We got people listening. I don't know if you heard the pre-call, but they are calling in from everywhere, and they want to hear, what is this young lady doing? Amy, welcome to the Freedom Call, and welcome to Ballara. Now, I know a little bit about you. You called me Uncle Mike, okay? So how did you first learn about home-based business, and how did that fit? I'm curious, Amy, because I watched you grow up. I watched you go off to school. I watched you get involved in corporate America. I'm kind of wondering, what did it feel like growing up in a family where this home business, this entrepreneurship was alive and well? What did it make you think as you went out in the working world, and maybe what your future was going to be, Amy?
Well, that's a great question. I grew up in a home where my parents paid cash for million-dollar houses, and credit card debt was not something that was part of our lifestyle. I had two stay-at-home parents. My dad never had a job once in his life. And, like, to me, this was normal. And as I started to get a little older and, you know, kids would start asking, oh, what do your parents do? I'm like, oh, well, we do what we want, you know. We have dinner together. We go to church. And, you know, it was just kind of interesting. But as I got older and older, I realized that this wasn't exactly normal. It was exceptional. But I grew up around the network marketing industry, and I really grew to appreciate the fact that the lifestyle is family friendly. It's family oriented, and I just always knew that I would want that for myself and my future family someday. You know, I've personally worked plenty of jobs myself, and I'm not a job hater by any means, but I've certainly learned that there's no job in the world that will pay me what I'm worth and allow me to work on my own terms. So through all of that, I've really been drawn to network marketing and the possibilities and the opportunity and the mission that it really encompasses, and the platform for leadership and development and growth and creating an asset for yourself rather than just checking in and checking out at a job or something like that.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go over time a little bit tonight because this is too good and I want you to get it all. And, you know, and one of the things, folks, is that there's a problem with this company called Ballara. I'm going to tell you right now, a little dirty laundry. Here's the problem. Once you learn the life you can have, once you meet people like Amy that are living the life, it's almost a dream life. It's really hard, Amy, isn't it, to be happy working in a cubicle or checking in and checking out. So, Amy, our listeners are curious about something else. 2 days ago, you were sitting on top of a business that you built with a pretty large organization in a very significant income. It had to be a lot of thought that went into joining Ballara as a career. What went into that thinking in that decision, Amy?
Well, although I would say Ballara has very impressive technology and products, the thing that really motivated my decision was not what I was going to be doing, but who I was going to be doing it with. And first of all, I have a lot of respect for Doug Jackson, so I'll follow him and take his lead, because he just I have a lot of respect for him. And what I've heard Doug say about you, Mike, and about Joe Urso, and about the kind of leadership of this company, that is really what got me excited, and about the opportunity for the kind of growth that is projected for this company. I want to be a part of that, and I would love to be a pace setter. I want to come here and bring the heat and really just explore what's possible and push the limits and, you know, let's break some records. So that's really what motivated me to make the switch. I'm excited about learning. You know, I'm green to all of this. I don't know anything about air purifiers or technology, but one of my favorite business mogul mentors, Richard Branson, he said, if someone offers you an amazing opportunity and you're not sure you can do it, say yes and then learn how to do it later. So that's where I'm at with that.
Wow. I only have time for a little bit more, Amy, but bringing the kicking records. I like that kind of talk. Amy, I called you yesterday. Your builder pack hasn't arrived yet. Your first auto delivery hasn't arrived yet. You just signed your distributor application yesterday, but I called you at the start of the Super Bowl, and I was kind of thinking, oh, man, I'm interrupting Amy. She's probably having a Super Bowl party or something. And you kind of set me in my place, Amy. What were you doing at the start of the Super Bowl?
Well, Mike, I was doing what anyone would do on the first day of their business launch. I was working. I was, you know, you only get one chance to start, and each day I kind of look as a fresh start for my business. So, you know, I was sitting down with a wonderful qualified prospect and showing him the deal and kind of working with what I had. And, you know, I'll learn as I go. I'm not afraid to make mistakes or say the wrong thing or, you know, get all caught up in that. I just know that the key to success is taking action, and a lot of that requires some faith. And I'm totally cool with that. So I'll step out and just talk to as many people as I need to get the skills developed. But I know it takes practice and getting started. So that's what I was doing on Super Bowl Sunday, and I wouldn't have chosen to do anything else.
And when I told her that, hey, Amy, the Super Bowl's on, she said, I'll bring 10 people to the Super Bowl next year as an incentive gift for my people. I'm going to jump ahead and put the last two questions together for time, but I'd like to just to have you finish up by talking about your vision over the next few months and years, and then also with your considerable experience in the industry, you know, as a brand new leader, I think you kind of answered that already. You know, what do you see in the future? 300% growth, that's that target that I have in my head for growth for this year, and I know you do too. Just kind of finish up with your vision for your future with this company, Amy.
Yeah, well, my team, we're not going to leave any money on the table. You know, we're here to create some solid income for not only ourselves, but the people we introduce this to. So I'm really looking to build a team of leaders, and I see Valera as a platform to create a leadership factory, and we're going to crush it. We have no other option. We've burned the bridge, and we are marching forward. So we're going to plug in and engage. And, you know, the training aspect of what we're doing is so important. So I know I'm already gathering dozens of people that are coming down to your training in Greenville next weekend. You know, it's not too late to get someone to make that step to go to a training. So I ask people to bend over backwards, and they might say yes or no. I don't know. But if I don't ask, they're not even going to be aware of it. So that's the game plan, you know, getting people plugged in and connected, and seeing is believing. So that's going to be a big part of our team building strategy, is getting people to see the bigger picture, to see the vision, to experience it. And, you know, I'm just so honored that I have the opportunity to introduce people to you, Mike, because I do have a lot of respect for what you've done and what you're going to do, and just real happy to be a part of it.
Amy, you are on fire, girl. We can't wait to see you this weekend. We can't wait to see what you do. I predict breaking records is going to become normal for you, a new normal. We're excited for you, Amy, and thank you so much for being a guest on the Freedom Call tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I have one more lady I want to introduce to you before we say goodbye tonight. Her name is Faith, and Faith just got promoted to executive level 6 in the business. Faith, are you standing by there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Faith, we're almost out of time, but we're all so proud of you here at Dallas, at your accomplishments, moving right up the ladder at level 6. And, you know, Faith, a lot of people tend to let circumstances get in the way and knock them down and kick them in the gut and kind of get their plans off track. 2 days ago, Faith, I got a call from you and an email and a text, and I saw a picture of you standing up to your waist in ice water in a river. What were you doing the day before you needed to finish your qualifications for level 6? What was going on out there in Montana?
Well, the river here in Big Sky has jammed up, and there's a bunch of ice, and all the houses around here are starting to flood. So we were in the river, and we were breaking ice and trying to make channels to get the river to keep flowing down. But we had cold temperatures, and things were backing up, so we were working on the river to keep water moving.
And your house is at the bottom of that river, and if that ice breaks loose, it could be a catastrophe. And that's not really the area I want to visit for the next 60 seconds before we have to say goodbye. But, Faith, as soon as you got out of that icy river with the waders on, you were finishing your qualifications, doing appointments, presenting the business, presenting the product. How do you stay focused? I mean, what is it about Volara? What is it about becoming an executive? What is it about moving up in this company that allows you to stay focused in spite of all of these circumstances that are getting in the way, Faith?
Well, I really believe in Volara. I love the products Volara has to offer to people. And mostly, I just want to help other people, you know, with the products. There's just so many people that I believe need these products in their homes. And I just believe in Volara, and I believe in you, Mike, and I believe in Joe Urso and Bill Coyle and Dr. Troy. You guys have just been wonderful. And I just want to stay on the team and keep moving forward with everybody.
Well, Faith, we're very proud of you, and we're going to open the lines in just a second, and we're going to let everybody give you a big woo-hoo for making executive level six. You know, we're going to build, ladies and gentlemen, 100 new level sixes in 2015. They're going to share in the executive sharing pool, that residual profit pool. We're going to put $5 million in bonus cars and driveways. We're going to send people on cruises and trips around the world. We're not dreaming small. We're dreaming big. We've got a big vision. We have a big future. And we're taking names, we're taking numbers, and we're getting it done. And Faith, congratulations on being one of those 100. We appreciate you being on the call tonight, and we're very, very proud of you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this call. Each week, we tell the story of Volara. We tell the story of our product. But this call, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a guest tonight, and there's over probably 40 now, the numbers are going up, guests just looking tonight, just kicking the tires, just slamming the trunk, just seeing what's this thing made of. If you're a guest tonight, please get with the person that invited you to this call and say, hey, this sounds pretty exciting life, a pretty exciting lifestyle. Is it real? Could it be real? And what would I need to do to take the next step and get involved with this exciting lifestyle and group of people that aren't letting the economy, they're not letting the doomsayers tell them where they're going? We are making a way where we're going. Robia, go ahead and open up the lines and turn the recording off, and everybody say a big congrats.